I think what we'll do is ask, ask Ms. Taylor from House Research to just walk through the very quick side-by-side that we have and...
The first difference is a technical difference, and that the, in paragraph A, there's just a technical difference on lines 1.8 and 1.9. The next difference, on the House side, there's an additional exception when you read this paragraph does not apply for an energy generation facility, and you'll see that on lines 1.23 and 1.24. And then on the House side, you also have an additional paragraph C. This provides an exception for certain agricultural and biofuel processing facilities, provided they do have a water recycling and water conservation plan. And that both sums up the differences.
Great. So, as I understand it, the differences between the two bills from a layperson's perspective is the that you have the $100 million cap, gallons per year cap, above which no permits can be offered, can be issued, and the House added, we added the exemption above that cap for biofuel and egg processing facilities. And I don't know, Senator Olsen, if you want to talk about
where we're at
and ask DNR or anyone else to come forward if you'd like.
Well, with the original bill, there was concerns about ethanol plants and large egg producers. So I think this language really, by taking the $100 million out, I think it puts us in a position that an ethanol plant or and now we've really taken all that language out so that any kind of large water user would be able to get a permit following, you know, having a water recycling plan and a water conservation plan. And so speaking with Senator Rosen, in some of our ethanol plants are already doing the water recycling where they have plants that reuse the water that they've used in the process. So there was concern that, you know, we're going to kind of cut these people out, and I think this new language should address those concerns and still at the same time protect the aquifer. So
yeah, essentially not have the new language, or at least a copy of it. And Senator Sharon, I know you that there's a concern in your I don't know if it's in your district or nearby.
Yes, it's the same issue that that you're talking about, that that the language in the House directly applies to, but I think this amended language is it's presented by Senator Olsen will address the issues. I've been assured of that by the industries in my district.
And Mr. Chair, I think we're actually moving the ball forward with these requiring the water recycling plan. That's going to help. You know, this is going to be our next oil, and I think if we're making sure we protect this aquifer and that there are recycling plans and conservation plans, I think we'll be better off as a state.
I don't know if I'd like to invite DNR or anyone else here to testify if you'd like. Any concerns that you might have about the proposed new language or if you think they're acceptable?
It's acceptable to us.
Great. And Senator Frederickson, we learned that you helped work on that on the 1989 Groundwater Act, and I want to make sure that you're comfortable with where we're going, having worked on that original
Mr. Chairman, I am comfortable with it, but I've also been through LCCMR and the Senate Environment Committee, been very, we've talked a lot about the use of groundwater, particularly the cleanest and most pure of our groundwater, Mount Simon, Inkoop, aquifers. So I think there's going to be more coming in the years ahead as water gets to be more of a scarce resource as we try to define the appropriate use for the waters that we have.
Well, I think on behalf of the committee, we want to thank you for the work you did 21 years ago on the original act, you know, and it's a real model for us. I think I don't want to adopt without Representative Lynn here. Go ahead.
I do have a stylistic question maybe for Senate Counsel. On line 18 and 19, where you talk about water recycling, water conservation plans, would it be better to at the end of line 18 to strike the comma 2 and to strike B on 19 and just say as determined?
I think, Mr. Chair, I think that would work. I don't think it really changes the.
Wouldn't change. I think it reads a little easier when it's. When, Mr. Chairman, DE2 amendment, then on line 18, at the end of the line, I would strike the comma and the word two, and on line 19, the word B, and just insert as. So it would be
great.
Water recycling and water conservation plans as determined by the commissioner.
Well,
has this been introduced yet?
No, we have not moved the DE2 amendment yet. So would you like to move it, Senator Ferguson, and incorporate that change? Great. And again, I don't want to adopt without Representative Loon here. She's been helpful in working out the concerns on the Republican side and our side related to the $100 million cap. Representative Gardner, I don't know if you have any thoughts or one of them.
In the interest of time, I don't need to get into too much, but I just appreciate the work that everybody's done to try and make sure our existing law deals with growth outside the Twin Cities metro area, and I think that's really important. And an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure, so that we're not like Atlanta or Phoenix or whatever. So,
great. And just to be clear, the current law is the 7-county prohibition. Our bill is proposed to have, in essence, an 87-county prohibition with the 100 million cap. And the language we have here moves us back from. Moving from 7 counties to 8 counties, and just adding Chisago on the overall ban of non-domestic tapping of the aquifer. But hopefully Representative Loon will get here and we can vote on adoption. I know Jennifer Hall is trying to track her down. But so unfortunately, we're not going to set the record for quickest conference committee.
Mr. Chair, I'm sure that will happen on
the 16th. Yes, right. Yes.
No, just going back to Senator Fredrickson's suggestion, I wasn't sure now if when it says to be determined by the commissioner versus as determined, is this on a case-by-case basis or is the to be determined by the commissioner like that they're going to put something in place regarding water recycling, water conservation plans? I don't know if that language matters to the DNR, because it kind of maybe does have a little difference. I don't know.
Would you like to speak to it? You can come to the table and just identify yourself for the tape so that we... Go ahead. You can sit there.
Yeah, go ahead. I'm sorry.
Yep.
Okay. So Loon is stuck in unexpected traffic.
Okay. All right. Why don't we go ahead and answer this question? I don't think that she'll have a problem signing the conference committee report, so we can go ahead and adopt. But
For the record, Jim Japp, Assistant Director, DNR Division of Waters. We currently have conservation requirements now in statute. Every application is required to look at alternatives, including demand reduction and conservation measures to improve efficiency. It's also reiterated in rules. So we do require conservation as part of this now. So it's something that we do as part of our normal routine as far as looking at applications.
So, Mr. Chair, would to be determined or as determined be the more accurate way that you will be doing this as the plans, as these permit applications come in?
The process that works is we get an application, we review the application, we look at several things, the adequacy of the water resource, impacts on other users, and then the efficiency of use. And then we issue a permit, which we determine is adequate to protect the resource and, so sustainable use. That then can be contested, and I guess if they don't agree that what we've come up with is reasonable as far as what we require as a plan, then they could challenge us. But usually we talk that out and sort it out before the permit's issued.
Well, Mr. Chair, I think probably the change that Senator Fredrickson has probably means just fine. Then, just we can and if Senator or Representative Loon isn't here, we can certainly get this change in and get the revisor says it won't be a problem to get a new
yes.
report out.
Okay,
quickly.
Great. Yes, I think it's a minor difference. Any other testimony from the public or questions from members? And Senator Fredrickson will renew his motion to adopt the DE2 amendment as with the incorporated change as the conference committee report and with direction for, I think, for House Research, right, to prepare the Conference Committee report. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Anyone opposed? All right, motion prevails. And I believe we are adjourned.
We have to pass the Conference Committee report.
Oh.
Oh,
oh, I actually I incorporated a new motion, but we can go ahead.
Oh, I see.
And,
okay.
If that's okay with you?
Yeah, that's fine with me. I just want to make sure we...
Okay.
Yep.
Great.
Okay.
If you have any questions, we can... Okay, great. So we are adjourned. Thank you very much.
All right.